The following is an exclusive sports presentation from KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM. As the Wahai Blue Devils take to the hardwood for exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Blue Devils basketball, Roy Elia, on Walla Walla's KGDC.
And a pleasant good afternoon to you basketball fans, wherever you may reside in the Walla Walla Valley or surrounding areas, or perhaps this afternoon you're joining us by way of the Internet. Along with my broadcast partner, Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia, and we are delighted to have you with us for another session of Walla Walla High School basketball on your home for Blue Devil Radio. Blue Devil Radio is presented by Big Blue Boosters, promoting athletic excellence, pride, and sportsmanship. And speaking of Big Blue Boosters, don't forget, March the 28th, mark that date on your calendar if you have not done so already. The annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction, set for a 5 o'clock start at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. Dinner will be served promptly at 6 o'clock. And tickets are still available. $50 for individual tickets, or perhaps a table sponsorship would be to your liking. And please give serious consideration if you attend on March the 28th. Putting in a bid or 2 or 7 or 8 or 13 or 14 on some of the great items that are going to be available for purchase, whether it be a silent auction item or a live auction item. Again, it's all coming up March the 28th at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds at 5 o'clock, the annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction. Our broadcast location presented by our friends at Tallman's Pharmacy. In the store or to your door, we deliver. Tallman's Pharmacy for West Main Street in Walla Walla. And this afternoon, we're coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at Mount Spokane High School, where the Wahai Blue Devil boys will be taking on the Mount Spokane Wildcats in opening round action of the Class 3A District 6 Boys Basketball Tournament.
Well, here we go. It's February. It's time for playoff basketball. This is when it gets serious. We're deep in the heart of hostile territory here, Roy. My first trip on the broadcast into enemy territory, and I've got an extra coffee on the desk, and I'm ready to go.
Excellent. Our pregame show is presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. And our three-point field goals will be presented by our good friend and former Walla Walla High School athlete Bruce Reed. Now, you know we can't talk about the ex-basketball and tennis star without referencing the blue shoes Perry wore in 1986 were the first Nike Air Jordans ever seen. And speaking of Big Blue Boosters, keep this in mind. Our good friends, that dynamic duo, George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones, donating $10 this season to Big Blue Boosters for every three-point make by the Wahai boys and girls basketball teams. Our quarters will be presented by our good friend and former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment, the Walla Walla Valley's complete truck repair headquarters specializing in petroleum and water trucks. Call 509-520-3401 or email Darren at darren@mountainhigh.com for more information. And our free throws will be sponsored by our friends Allison and Kevin Peck at Walla Walla Daily Grind, 990 Northeast Rose Street in College Place. Its email address is wwdailygrind@gmail.com. Baselines and sidelines are brought to you by our friend and Big Blue Booster, Peter Allen at Washington Trust Bank.
Yeah, and we're actually in the town where Washington Trust Bank's headquarters are, so that's a nice bonus. But, you know, it's I'm excited. This is going to be a fun game. It was a fun game the other night. Playoff basketball. Can't get any better than this, Roy.
And our substitutions today will be presented by our friends at Zipzone Conoco. They are on 9th Avenue in Walla Walla. And our scoreboard updates will be coming to you courtesy of our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. And we're happy to have the Davenport family at Fresh Nature Foods on board this season. They will be sponsoring our Out of Bounds play of the game. And our halftime report today will be presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, 33 East Main Street in Walla Walla. During that Land Title of Walla Walla County halftime report, we'll have what else? Halftime statistics. They're presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. And our postgame show today will be presented by our good friend and Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. During the course of the Chevelle Construction postgame show, we will feature our Eric Kimball, CPA Player of the Game, and final statistics presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company.
Well, I just noticed, Roy, right now that they just brought the ladder out and here at Mount Spokane, and they're doing some work on the nets. Keep that in mind, folks at home. We'll see whether they're tinkering with it. We'll see how the field goal percentages for the home team and the road team. But there may be some chicanery afoot here, Roy. I'm on top of it, though.
Well, years ago, I recall a commercial talking about games at Fenway Park. Why do the Red Sox have such an advantage? Oh, when the opposing team is up, they move the Green Monster back. When the Red Sox come up to bat, they move the Green Monster in.
Exactly. I'm looking to see whether they're raising or lowering this bucket. I mean, with our kids, lowering might not be the best, might not be a bad deal. I've told them time and time again they should stop trying to dunk in warm-ups because it just doesn't throw fear into the hearts of the other teams like they're thinking it might.
Well, during the course of our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show this afternoon, we will feature starting lineups presented by Todd Kimball. Also, a Coach's Corner interview with Wahai Boys basketball coach Spencer Hessler. And coming up next, the player profile segment presented by our good friend and Wahai graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions. Unfortunately, due to an early practice yesterday, I was unable to get a player profile interview, so Peter and I will be back in just a few moments to fill in the void, if you will. And we will do that when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues from Mount Spokane High School after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. And the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the Coach's Corner. It's presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And head coach Spencer Hessler, what a marvelous win on Thursday night. The Wahai Blue Devils in a play-in game to determine the eighth and final seed into the Class 3A District 6 boys basketball tournament. A winner to district, loser out type of scenario, and the Blue Devils come through with a 69-66 victory at North Central.
Yeah, man, what a wild 48 hours to lose the Pasco game and then have to travel to North Central, who's 16-6, top 20 RPI, and to come out and respond the way we did after a tough loss on Tuesday. We kind of just talked about briefly the character our guys showed, the grit we showed. Just so proud of the guys for how we fought on the road in a tough environment. And now we gave ourselves a chance. We're in the field. It's not a loser out yet. We're officially in the field. And I kind of told our guys earlier, we're kind of playing with house money a little bit. We're the 8 seed. No one expects anything from us. I mean, we expect stuff from ourselves, but outside of our team, everyone thinks we're just the 8 seed, so we can kind of go in there and play free tomorrow and give Mount Spokane our best shot.
And you talked about the guts and the grit that the ball club showed, and it was very evident in the first quarter. A slow start, but then the Blue Devils weathered that storm and pulled within 19-17 after one quarter. It was close throughout the entire game after that.
Yeah, and a lot of guys got in. Micah got two quick fouls, which I was thinking, great, this is not ideal. Our point guard's out. We brought some guys in, brought Bryson Smith in, played JV most of the year, came in, hit a big shot, handled the ball a little bit for us, and they just competed. I think once we got through that initial start where we kind of had a slow start and we battled back, and then we maintained that position throughout the second quarter, we kind of, you know, could start believing, like, we're as good as these guys, if not better. So I think we got confident once we started making some shots, and we just kind of rode that momentum.
Indeed, and boy, if there was a guy that rolled up momentum, it was one Derek Bingham with 30 points in the game.
30 points, hit 5 threes in the first half, and what I was most proud of Derek was at halftime, I kind of pulled him aside and said, don't fall in love with the jump shot. Like, you've hit 5 threes, it's been incredible, you were on fire that first half, but make sure you don't start settling, get back to playing the way you know how to play, which is get to the rim. And he came out and he attacked early. I don't think he took a three in the second half, which kind of shows the growth of him to not be like, okay, I'm 3-point shot happy right now. He got back to getting to the paint, put pressure on the rim, and I thought he had a great game for us overall.
And it was a great night overall for the Blue Devils. I don't believe there was another player in double figures in the contest, but there were some guys in upper single digits and guys that did a lot of other things very well.
I think we had 4 guys with either 9 or 8 points, so like, talking about everyone chipping in around Derek, that's why my quote was like, I thought a lot of guys stepped up when we needed him. Colt had 7 huge points in the fourth quarter. Niall hit a couple big threes. Micah, you know, got to the paint a little bit. So I thought a lot of guys did some really good things, and that's kind of the group we have. Like, usually we don't have a guy going 30 points. It's great when someone does, but we need everybody chipping in, and I thought we did a good job of that last night.
Probably the best game Derek has had since that game in the Wahai gym against Hermiston, when he scored 26 points, and 23 of those were in the second half and overtime.
Absolutely. And Derek's a very high confident kid. If he sees the ball going early, you can kind of see him start attacking more. So we got to find ways to get him going early, because he's a big part of our success on offense, as well as other guys. But I thought Derek got off to a great start, and he carried that all night long.
Now, you talked about the character of this ball club, and it can't be emphasized enough. I mean, my goodness, after that horrible loss at Pasco on Tuesday night, where it just seemed whenever the Blue Devils had an opportunity to maybe put the game away, there was some kind of circumstance or something that happened that allowed Pasco to hang around, and Pasco did its share of hanging around by itself, quite frankly. They did some good things, hit some big shots when they had to, but then to come back 48 hours later, and then people looking at that and thinking, oh my gosh, now they got to play a team that isn't 4-16 or what have you. This team is well over the 500 mark on their home court. And, you know, the odds were astronomical against the Blue Devils. And to come through says a lot about this team. I mean, it would have been so easy just to say, well, I guess our season's over. We're done. We're finished. We're through. We're toast. But
No, and I'm guilty of that as well. Like after, you know, the Pasco loss, I start thinking about all the things that I could have done better and put ourselves, you know, in position to win. But we had a huge talk with our team on Wednesday about, you know, life's full of adversity. You don't really know when it's going to hit you, but like everyone's going to have it at some point. And this was not how we want it to go. I mean, if we inbounds the ball with 0.5 seconds left, we're hosting a game on Saturday. So that's the reality of the situation. But we didn't do that. So got a little adversity in life, which is going to happen. How do you respond from adversity? So we kind of focused on that the last couple of days, and the guys did it. They came out and they flushed that game as hard as it is. And they, you know, in order to keep playing basketball, we had to win yet last night. And we did. And you can see the seniors, how happy they were to get to keep playing basketball. And yeah, character, grit. I'm proud of the whole group for how we fought back.
And it's going to take a lot of fight, a lot of guts, a lot of grit on Saturday. The Blue Devils in the opening round of the Class 3A District 6 Boys Basketball Tournament will be taking on top seed Mount Spokane. And this is a Mount Spokane program that is nothing short of outstanding.
No, they're great. They kind of set the standard for 3A basketball on our side of the state. We've played them two of the last 3 years. We've played them at Mount Spokane. We know how good they are. So we got a huge test in front of us. I will say, though, they're not as good as they have been in the past. They lost their best player to a season-ending injury. They're still really, really good. But I think the way I kind of explain to the guys today is, like, they're more beatable than they've been in the past. And like I said, we're kind of playing with house money right now. Like, we can go in there and play freely. If we lose, the whole state expects us to lose right now. So we can kind of embrace being the underdog, go in there and compete, try to keep the game as close as possible. Hopefully they get a little tight down the stretch, and we just got to go in there and battle all night long.
And this role of the underdog, it is so endearing to the average basketball fan, and I'm thinking that the Blue Devils probably won some people over with that win on Thursday night.
Yeah, and I think it's frustrating for me at times, so I'm like, we're capable of that, right? So as my job as a head coach is can we be more consistent as a group overall? So we hopefully won some people over, but we got to keep playing our brand of basketball and believe we can play that, you know, play that style of basketball. And if we do and come out with confidence and share the basketball, we can do that on a nightly basis. So hopefully that's momentum going into Saturday. We know we're capable of, and we come out and put together.
Yes, indeed. And as far as the field is concerned for the Class 3A District 6 tournament, a lot of familiar foes amongst the field of eight.
Yeah, I mean, we know. Yeah, we see the same teams every year. So I don't really care who we play. Like, if we have to go to Spokane every game, we'll do it. As long as we get a chance to keep playing basketball and keep competing together, I'll show up to wherever we got to go.
And that will do it for this edition of Our Coach's Corner. It was presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And coming up next, the Todd Kimball starting lineups when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilbur Ellis spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta at 2555 East Isaacs features handcrafted pizzas, savory pastas, fresh salads, and crowd-pleasing appetizers. Remember Pappy's when you need a caterer for your next event. We can tailor our extensive menu for everything from casual get-togethers to team meetings to staff appreciation days to formal affairs for up to 100 people. To learn more about Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, our menu, and the catering services we offer, visit our website at pappyspizzaandpasta.com. That's pappyspizzaandpasta.com. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call Dee Dee Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back once again at Mount Spokane High School, Spokane, Washington, Spokane Valley, Washington, it is, along with Peter and Roy Eliah. Continuing our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show with starting lineups presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner, local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. The starting lineup for the Wahai Blue Devils, as announced by head coach Spencer Hessler. At guard, Kalama Roberson, 5 feet 11 inches tall, and a sophomore. At guard, Micah Agard, 5 feet 9 inches tall, and a junior. Derek Bingham at a guard slash forward, 6 feet tall, and a junior. Colt Pemberton at a guard slash forward, 6 feet 2 inches tall, and a senior. And Niall Dumpser at guard, 6'1", and a senior. The starting lineup for the Mount Spokane Wildcats, as announced by head coach David Wagenblast. At guard, Rock Franklin, 6'1", and a senior. At guard, the 6'2 senior, Preston Lunzer. At a strong guard slash strong forward, Jaston Rainin, 6 feet 4 inches tall, and a senior. Cade Strozier at a power forward slash strong forward, 6 feet 5 inches tall, and a junior. And Tyson Lewis at power forward, 6 feet 6 inches tall, and a sophomore. The starting lineups were presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner, local farmer Todd Kimball. The next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. Just a few moments, we will return to Mount Spokane High School. Peter Allen and I are going to have a special player profile segment where we focus on not one, not two, but the entire Wahai boys basketball team. We're going to talk about that incredible victory on Thursday night at North Central after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back once again at Mount Peter Allen. Opening round action in the Class 3A District 6 Boys Basketball Tournament. Wahai Bulls. We continue our Hutchins Farm pregame show. Player profile. Aaron Graham at the solution.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com.
Need to make your house or apartment
Total
a little bigger?
Solutions.
Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's Classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's Classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at Mount Spokane High School, along with Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia. And Peter, a great win for the Blue Devils on Thursday night, keeping their season alive with a winner to district loser out win over North Central, 69-66.
Yeah, I was in the gym acting as a special correspondent for Blue Devil Radio, making sure that Roy had all the quarter-end stats as he broadcasted the girls' game. And quite frankly, I am glad that I doubled up on my blood pressure medication. But really, the story of the game, honestly, was the Derek Bingham show. Derek responded, from an off night for everybody. In a way that you just can't count on. He was feeling it, and on a night like that, when you're feeling it, you just ride him as long as you can. Derek went 10 for 12 from the field. He was 5 for 5 from 3 in the first half, and Derek, as talented as he is not a gifted 3-point percentage-wise for the season. He's a little shade over 20. When you're feeling it, and he just did heat checking, and it kept going in. And he responded with 28 points. On balance, with his athleticism, tries to do a little too much, but this was by far his best game of the year. He made good decisions. He had good shots. He was on balance. He made excellent plays, and they couldn't have done it without him. It was really a fun night for him. I texted with his dad. I said, at halftime, I said, boy, I hope your kid does not wake up. And he didn't. And so hopefully we'll get a little bit of that tonight. But it was really a fun night at North Central.
Yes, indeed. And notwithstanding Derek Bingham's performance, the Blue Devils got contributions from pretty much everybody who was out there.
Absolutely. Micah Eggert really showed his resolve, I thought. Got into some foul trouble early, spent some time on the bench. But when he came back into the game, he really showed his leadership, took command, and had his hands on the wheel. So, really put together a good performance. He was the one who got to the free throw line down the stretch. Now, he struggled a little bit from the line down the stretch, but he was able to get us enough points in those moments to finish the deal. And quite frankly, he's one of our better free throw shooters, and he's exactly who you want on the line. And he did a fine job in leading the Blue Devils on Tuesday.
And what's this? Bryson Smith with a field goal?
Yeah, with Micah on the bench, I think what Coach Hessler and Nate Allen was home with the flu. I think we were a little bit depleted. Bryson was point guard for the JV. I think he was looking for a little bit of ball handling there, and he came in and he played well in those minutes. So a nice job for a young man, getting some experience at this level. So I think that'll pay dividends down the road, and he did a good job.
That's going to do it for this special player profile segment, looking back at the Blue Devils' victory on Thursday night at North Central. It was presented by our good friend, Wahigh graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Palm Street in Walla. We'll have more of our Family Farms pregame show for Mount Spokane High School after 3 minute timeout. No radio said by the Blue Booster and 92.9 and
with the out-of-this-world cost of new and high-quality used vehicles these days, you want your current rig to run as long as possible. Walla Walla Transmission is standing by and ready to help. The secret to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape and avoiding costly repair bills is preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance ensures your safety and that of your family. Reliability, contentment, peace of mind. Get on a regular maintenance schedule at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com and follow us on social media. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
If there's one thing we've learned from the past few years, it's that life can be unpredictable, but your finances don't have to be. Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro can help you create personalized strategies to reach your financial goals with confidence. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can be prepared for whatever comes your way. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahigh Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Spring is calling, and your next trip starts right here in Walla Walla. Fly from the Walla Walla Regional Airport with Alaska Airlines. Skip the drive and enjoy free parking, quick check-in, and friendly hometown service. From weekend getaways to springtime adventures, Alaska Airlines connects you worldwide with comfort and reliability. This spring, take off the easy way. Fly local, fly Walla Walla, where parking is always free. Book your ticket today at alaskaair.com.
Overfeeding can lead to the number one nutritional disease in cats, obesity. Excessive body weight on a fat cat increases their risk of liver disease, heart disease, respiration problems, and constipation. Obese cats are at a greater risk of developing diabetes and arthritis too. If your cat is overweight, check with your local Walla Walla area veterinarian for formulated diets that have fewer calories. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Okay, we're on air. And our first quarter this afternoon, presented by our good friend, former Lawhigh athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. The Blue Devils with the first possession and a miss inside by Derek Bingham, and the ball will go to Mount Spokane. Again, we are in a situation where the cell service leaves a lot to be desired, but we will do the best we possibly can to bring you this contest. Peter Allen will be scooting in, and we're going to be very, very close brothers during this contest as a three is put out front that is missed by Mount Spokane, raining it with that miss. He tries again inside, can't score, gets his own rebound again, and scores. So Mount Spokane out to a 2-0 lead in the early stages of this opening quarter. Here is Derek Bingham with a basketball. On the far side, Micah Eggert skips a pass near side to Niall Dumpster. Up top for Derek Bingham. Bingham between the rings to Micah Eggert. Eggert with a basketball. Top of the key to Pemberton. Now to Eggert. On the near side, Dumpster. Dumpster driving. Gets it up top to Cole Pemberton. He'll drive on the near side. Get it on the wing to Eggert for a three. That is good. A 3-3-3 and $10 to Big Blue Boosters. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. The Blue Devils lead by a score of 3-2. 6:50 and counting. The time remaining to be played in the first quarter. Mount Spokane in possession. A three from the far side by Lunzer is no good. Ball saved inbound, but right to Niall Dumpster. Save attempt that time for Mount Spokane on the part of Strosher. Here is Bingham with a basketball between the rings to Dumpster. Dumpster. Far side, gives it off to Micah Eggert. On the near side, Derek Bingham. He'll spot up for a three. That's in and out of heartbreak, and the rebound comes off to Strosher of Mount Spokane. Outlets it on the near side to Rock Franklin. On the near side, will bounce it inside. Shot put up, and good. Down to the low block by Lewis. Tyson Lewis gives Mount Spokane a 4-3 edge with 6:08 counting left in the first quarter.
Well, I mean, it's really just about Mount Spokane's size right now. Micah Eggert, if we can get him going from three, that'll really help us. But they're just big.
And Eggert driving far side, lays the ball up and in. And the Blue Devils back out on top. Blue Devils leading this contest 5-4. A 5-4 ball game in favor of the Blue Devils. Mount Spokane with the basketball. The shot clock at 15. Franklin near side with the basketball. Goes around a pick. Stops on the baseline. Cut off by Roberson. Now the ball is up top. 7 seconds on the shot clock. driving on the far side, putting the ball up and in beautifully is Strocher. Strocher with a field goal, and Mount Spokane leads by a score of 6-5. Hager for the basketball. Now throwing the air side, Pemberton. He'll lay the ball up and in. So Pemberton scores, and it's 7-6 in favor of the Blue Devils.
Well, that's a really nice move by Colt Pemberton in there. If we can get inside and score easy buckets, that'll really help us this game.
Now Spokane in possession, 13 seconds on the shot clock. Here's a spin move inside, shot put up and good, a foul called. Lewis with a beautiful move down in the low block, and he is fouled on the play by Colt Pemberton. That's the first foul of the ball game. And going to the free throw line for a Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw, looking to complete a three-point play, will be Tyson Lewis. And a couple of three zip zone Conoco substitutions for Mount Spokane. Mike, good. Going to the bench early.
Yeah, well, they don't get any smaller, and I think they're pretty deep, so I think they're just trying to get their guys a nice blow, and they're just keep bringing them big boys in.
And at the free throw line for the Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw, and making it is Lewis. He completes the three-point play. He's got 5 early points, and Mount Spokane leads by a score of 9-7. 4:39 and counting, the time remaining to be played in the going into the lane, Pemberton. Runner put up and in. Danced around the rim and fell through for Colt Pemberton, who has 4 points in the game. And we are tied at 9. Just inside of 4.5 minutes remaining to be played in the first quarter. Now Spokane in possession of the basketball. The looping pass inside for Lewis. And Lewis picks the ball up and in off an assist by Kellen Moore, one of the zip zone Conoco substitutions that entered a moment ago for Mount Spokane. The Wildcats lead by a score of 11-9. Driving far side into the lane, Roberson has his shot blocked by Franklin. Loose ball off to Mount Spokane. And on the far side with the basketball is Deepin. Now it's on the near side to Moore. Pass inside to Paul for the intended target and out of bounds, and the ball back to the Blue Devils. Your Edward Jones lost a nice scoreboard update. 3:27 left in the first quarter. Wildcats 11, Blue Devils 9. Zip zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils, Jacob Griffin, into the contest.
Well, we're going to have to do something to stop Lewis. He's already got 7 points, and he's just killing us inside. So coach is going to have to do something, and maybe Jacob Griffin can give us a little bit of something down there.
Blue Devils in possession. Free throw line extended far side. It's Micah Eggert. He will dribble out front for the basketball. Now he'll give it on the near side to Bingham. Bingham is forced out between the rings. Good defense by Mount Spokane. He'll throw up a runner in the lane. No good, but he is fouled on the play by Preston Lunzer, and that is the first foul of the ball game against Mount Spokane.
Well, I think we kind of got lucky on that foul. Derek has got to be steady on his feet. That was a little bit off balance, which he has a tendency to do when he's on a good base. He's a much better shooter.
And his first Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is up and good. The first point of the night for Derek Lamb, coming off that 30-point performance at North Central on Thursday. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is no good. 11-10. 3:15 and counting, the time remaining to be played in the first quarter. We're delighted to have you with us for our Blue Devil basketball coverage from the Great White North. There is a shot inside put up and good in the low block by the Wildcats. It was made by Crash Durgan, and Durgan is fouled down in the low block by Micah Eggert. That is his first and the team's second. And stepping to the stripe will be Durgan for a Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw that is rounding off a heartbreak. But there for the offensive rebound and the putback is Kellen Moore. So basically a 4-point play for Mount Spokane, and the Wildcats lead by a score of 15-10.
We are going to have to box out if we're going to have any chance against these guys.
Absolutely right. Here is Micah Eggert into the lane. His runner off the glass and good. Eggs all around for Blue Devil Nation. Micah Eggert with 7 in the first quarter.
Yeah, it's big to have Micah going early. That's going to be key.
A free straight away off the back of the rim. No good for Moore. Long rebound taken by Mansfield. Taken by Durkin. Gets it on the near side to Lunzer. Lunzer with a basketball will skip a pass on the near side to Moore. Moore gets it to the high post to Strocher with a spin move. Goes into the lane, puts up a little baby hook and missed it. The rebound is taken by Mount Spokane, taken by Moore, dribbles to the far side, gets it down in the low block, and putting up a left-handed shot up and good is Strocher. Another offensive rebound and another basket for Mount Spokane. The Wildcats lead by a score of 17-12 as we go inside of 2 minutes remaining in the first quarter. The knockaway out front, ball recovered, far side by Micah Ager. Ager to the free throw line, off for Kalama Roberson. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Roberson driving near side as the ball knocked away, but it's taken near side by Bingham. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Bingham into the lane, puts up a jumper, and has it roll up no good, and the rebound off to Mount Spokane. Taken by Durgan. And a lost ball far side. The ball taken by Derek Bingham. Bounces near side to Roberson. Roberson has the ball stripped. It is stripped by Keeson. The ball going off of Roberson and out of bounds, and the ball back to Mount Spokane.
One of our challenges late in the season, and honestly all season, has been ball control. And we cannot turn the ball over against these guys. We've got to be able to hold on to the ball.
17-12, Mount Spokane, 125 and counting left in the first quarter. Scoreboard update earlier in the quarter presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with a bet. We have lost the call, 509-524-8277. As a three-point field goal is drained up far side by Emerson Sherman. Now a 20-12 ball game in favor of Mount Spokane. As we are now in the final minute of this first quarter. Derek Bingham with a basketball. Off of Bryson Smith, a zip zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils. Now it is Colt Pemberton in possession, driving near side. Colt in the lane, was tripped, got the ball back, and scores! Colt Pemberton with a half dozen, and it's 20-14 in favor of Mount Spokane. 37 seconds in counting, time remaining third quarter. Mount Spokane in possession of the basketball. They get it down in the low block, lane put up and missed on the far side by Strocher. Here come the Blue Devils. The shot clock is off. Blue Devils with a chance to go for the final shot of the quarter.
Well, I'd love to see us get a really nice possession here. Hopefully we can get a good last shot.
14 seconds left in the quarter. Blue Devils in possession, trailing 20-14. Up top, Bingham with the basketball. Bingham into the lane, just inside the free throw line. Jumper is around and in for Derek Bingham. And watch for half court is going to be short. Here at the end of the first quarter, an exciting first quarter. Now Spokane 20, Lehigh 16, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilburella spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The second quarter is presented by our good friend, former Lehigh athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Welcome back to Mount Spokane High School along with Peter Allen. I'm Roy Wahabi, the Lehigh Blue Devil Boys trailing Mount Spokane by a score of 20-16. And the Zip Zone Conoco substitution during the break between quarters. Luke Higgins and Ryan Davenport. Dave Davenport, excuse me. Ryan is the dad, right? There is a bucket put up and in by Mount Spokane right out of the chute.
Another thing, like Mount Spokane is getting their entry passes in, so they're getting so deep on us before we can do anything. We need to push them out. We're going to have to use our legs to get that done.
And did you see who got that last basket?
It was Mr. Strocher, I believe, number 11.
So Strocher is kosher, you might say. A foul at the other end, a foul called on Mount Spokane on Preston Lunzer. That is his second personal. Sip Zone Conoco substitution into the ballgame. Dietzman. Dietzman is in for Lunzer. Blue Devils to inbound on the far sideline. Presented by Washington Trust Bank. Eggert for the basketball. Now to high post to Derek Bingham. Bingham's spin move just inside the free throw line. Shot on the way in short. The rebound off the Mount Spokane. Taken by Rock Franklin. Franklin down the far side. No, he's not going to stop on the far side. He is called for traveling.
Yeah, Rock Franklin, really good ball player. And I think he's legally obligated to be good at sports with a name like Rock Franklin. What a great name on a kid.
Well, he wasn't as steady as a rock on that particular play. Maybe a head like a rock. That's what my late mother used to say if I wasn't listening. But thankfully, those situations were few and far between. Here is Derek Bingham with the basketball. Lost the basketball. It is taken by Mount Spokane. Taken by Strocher. Gets it into the front court to Rock Franklin. His lane put up and no good. All knocked out of bounds by the Blue Devils. And the ball will stay with Mount Spokane.
Well, they just got out and run. I mean, we were just careless with the ball there. Derek Bingham just letting it go, and they got out on the break, and fortunately they didn't make us pay, but they have the ball back.
Multiple zip zone Conoco substitutions for the Blue Devils. Dumpster is out there along with Eggert, Pemberton, Higgins, and Roberson. No, again, in possession of the basketball. Here is a strong drive in and lane. Shot put up and good. Terrific drive on the part of Lewis. He has 9 points in the game and an 8-point spread. Now Spokane. Now Spokane 24. The Blue Devils 16. 6:23 and counting left in the second quarter. An errant pass out front is going to be taken by Mount Spokane. Mount Spokane in transition. Here is an alley-oop. Lay-in is blown by Lewis, but an offensive rebound taken by Mount Spokane. And slashing down the middle of the lane is Rainin after getting a pass on the near side, and he is fouled. He is slashed by Luke Higgins. That is the first foul of the game on Luke Higgins.
You know, Mount Spokane is just incredibly well-coached. They're incredibly disciplined and just super effective on defense. We have to unlock these guys somehow.
And the first Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw up and no good for Rainin. It remains 24-16 Mount Spokane with 6:12 left in the second quarter. The second attempt is no good, and a rebound off of Luke Higgins. So an empty possession for Mount Spokane. Micah Eggert possesses the basketball. Pass from the near side to Dumpster. Dumpster will drive into the lane. Nile will lose the basketball. Was it knocked away? It was. And the ball will stay with the Blue Devils.
You know, I'd like to see us get out in transition. I know that hasn't been really what we've done this year. But Mount Spokane is just sitting in there in the half-court offense with their defense. I would like to take advantage of our speed a little bit if possible. But we'll see how it goes.
And a 5-second violation called on the Blue Devils. Michael Ager unable to inbound the basketball from the Washington Trust Bank baseline, and the ball back to Mount Spokane. We're just over 2 minutes into the second quarter. Mount Spokane 24, the Blue Devils 16. Mount Spokane in possession of the basketball. Driving on the far side, almost being stripped, is Strocher, but they'll swing it around to the near side where the basketball is raining. Now it is up top with the basketball is Lewis. Far side to Franklin. Spin move. Almost lost the ball. He gets it on the far side for a shot put up and missed by Dietzman. The rebound off to Nile Dumpster. Off to Roberson. A good defensive sequence for the Blue Devils.
Yeah, finally getting a chance to get in along boards and keep them deep in the clock. It's a nice possession.
And at the other end, the Blue Devils coming very close to turning the basketball over. Roberson was stripped on the near side. A couple of Wildcats hustling for the ball, diving on the floor, trying to save the point out of bounds. They were not successful, and the Blue Devils were inbound on the near sideline right in front of the Mount Spokane bench. Of course, the sideline presented by Washington Trust Bank. An errant pass into the backcourt, taken by Franklin, throws it up far side. He is fouled by Micah Eggert. And the Blue Devils a bit careless on that out-of-bounds throw.
Oh, and it looks like they may have just called an intentional foul here on Mike Egger. Yeah, that's unfortunate. I don't think he was trying to hurt him, but that's the official's call.
Well, Peter, on Tuesday night, we saw a lot of flopping on the part of Fleming and Valencia and Pasco. And, yes, there was contact. Make no mistake about it. But an intentional foul, I'm not so sure.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised. Normally the Greater Spokane League refs, their reputation is they let the kids play a little bit. I mean, you got to keep the kids safe, but I don't think that was a play that warranted that level of foul.
Well, the good news for the Blue Devils is Franklin misses the first Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. His second on the way, doink,
off the back of the rim, no good. So, to coin a phrase, no harm, no foul.
Yeah, I mean, really the story is that that wouldn't have happened if we'd have been able to keep the ball in our hands. We're just really careless of the ball. We probably have 5 turnovers already, and that's just not a success story that's going to be good for us.
Here's a long three out front. Raymond can't score. Yes, he can score. I was sure that he was going to miss that, but the ball bounced around the rim and went into the bucket, and Mount Spokane leads by 11, 27-16. As we go inside of 5 minutes left in the second quarter, and Kalama Roberson into the lane. He is grabbed and fouled on the play by Lewis of Mount Spokane.
We can't keep dribbling into the middle and expect anything good to happen. They're too big, and that seems to be what our boys are doing. We need to move the ball around the outside and find open shots.
Both Pemberton, speaking of open shots, gets three in deep on the left-hand side. And Pemberton puts the ball up in, and he has 8 points in the game at a 27-18 favor of Mount Spokane. A turnover by the Wildcats. Here is Cole Pemberton chopping, popping in deep on the right-hand shot. Not there. And the rebound off to Franklin. Tough break for the Blue Devils. We stay at 27-18. We're just inside of 4.5 minutes left in the second quarter. Near side with the basketball is Beeson. Just to the top with the basketball is Lewis. And a throw right inside. And the ball back to the Blackbirds.
You know, I really like that last possession. He finally got out on the break there. Cole Pemberton didn't get the ball in the bucket, but I like that because it allows us to get a shot at the bucket before they get set in their half-court defense.
Multiple flip zone Conoco substitutions for Mount Spokane. Durgan is in along with Moore. There's one substitution for the Blue Devils, who are now going with Roberson, Bingham, Dumpster, Pemberton, and Bryson Smith. 4:06 and counting left in the second quarter, 27-18 in favor of Mount Spokane. In the far corner, it is Pemberton. Pemberton looking to drive near his side. Being ridden, there is a flop inside. Pemberton puts it up and in. I am so glad they did not make that call. I am so glad they did not make that call. Well, there was a call, and it's a flop warning on Mount Spokane.
You know, I got to give the officials credit there.
Oh, yeah.
They let the play happen, and then they made the call. Just a good, I mean, we don't normally praise the officials on this show, but there's the first time for everything,
Ron. That's exactly right. Cole Pemberton with 10 points in the game. The flop that time by Lewis not paying off, but Lewis gets revenge at the other end as he scores down in the low block, and Mount Spokane up by 9 by a score of 29-20. That is your Edward Jones Lawson Knights scoreboard update. 3:25 and counting left in the second quarter. Dumpster near side for three. It's a round and off. Still good. A heartbreak, and the rebound comes off the Mount Spokane. Taken by Raynan. Raynan down the far side. Stops on the wing. Gets it up top to Durgan. Durgan on the near side. Ball goes to Geeson. Now it's back to Durgan. Gets it on the far side to Raynan. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Raynan stops far side. Now he will get the basketball to Lewis. Gets it up top for a three straight away. That is up and good by Deepson. And a timeout called by the Blue Devils. With 2:51 left in the second quarter. Now Spokane 32, Wahigh 20. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta is your go-to spot for mouth-watering, thin-crust pizzas, delectable pastas, hearty sandwiches, fresh salads, and ice-cold beer, all prepared with love and served with a smile. We at Pappy's pride ourselves in offering delicious meals that bring families together at prices that won't break the bank. Our inviting atmosphere is perfect for a casual lunch or a cozy dinner. And with the best patio in town, dining al fresco has never been better. Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, 2555 East Isaacs, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Scoreboard update earlier in the quarter presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Welcome back to Mount Spokane High School. Along with Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia. The Wahai Blue Devils trailing the Mount Spokane Wildcats in this opening round game of the Class 3A District 6 Boys Basketball Tournament. Mount Spokane 32, the Blue Devils 20. Blue Devils possess the basketball out of the timeout period. Here is Derek Bale, far side driving. He'll throw it up with the right hand. It is no good. Rebound deflected. It is taken by Pemberton. Almost taken by Pemberton, but it's knocked out of bounds by Mount Spokane.
Boy, I got to say, Colt Pemberton is really the bright spot of this game. He has hustled, and he has worked his tail off against these Mount Spokane kids.
You are absolutely right, as per usual. As the Blue Devils inbound on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. The ball loops in the midcourt area. It's stolen by Franklin. A poor pass there. Here is Franklin far side. Loops it inside, or wanted to loop it inside, but the ball knocked away. Out of bounds over the head of the 6'6 Durgan, and Mount Spokane will retain possession of the basketball. Zip zone Conoco substitution, Jacob Griffith back in for the Blue Devils, and Mount Spokane inbound on the baseline in front court, presented by Washington Trust Bank. On the near side. Nice triple team by the Blue Devils. Franklin now possesses on the near wing. Franklin on the far side to Moore. Now pass inside. One dribble in the lane. And here's a spin move by Strozier. His shot no good. Fight for his own rebound. And it's going to be rewarded with a rebounding foul.
Yeah, again, Colt Pemberton just busting his hump. Another example of how just a tough kid he is.
And a zip zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils. Derek Bingham re-enters. He replaces Bryson Smith with 2:06 left in the second quarter. Now Spokane at 32, the Blue Devils with 20. Derek Bingham into the front court with a basketball, picked up by Franklin far side. He'll pass it in for Roberson. Roberson will lay it up no good, and the rebound comes off to Moore. A tough break there, a nicely executed play, a nice pass by Bingham, but the finish not quite there for Kalama Roberson. A good effort nonetheless, but simply not rewarded. Here is Mount Spokane with a basketball. 17 seconds on the shot clock. Here is Moore out front. Helen Moore. On the near side to Franklin. Eight on the shot. Here is Franklin into the lane. Left in a lay-in up and good. Nice job by Franklin. Slashing his way to the goal for the Deuce. Now Spokane leads 34-20. They are so impressive. They are so tough. They are so good. Roberson far side. Off the Colt Pemberton. He will drive with the free throw line. He is cut off the free throw line. Two-point just inside the free throw line, off the glass and off the iron. It corkscrewed around and would not fall, and here comes Mount Spokane. Here's a bounce pass inside, land put up and rejected by Pemberton. The rejection attempt by Durgan, but knocked away by Cole Pemberton. Bingham far side has it knocked away, gets it back in the low block. He'll loop it near side, the pass stolen by Moore. The 6'4 Moore using all 6 feet 4 inches of himself to intercept that pass by Bingham. And Mount Spokane the other way. Land put up in good near side by Scotia. And a foul is going to be called. That foul is called on Niall Dumpster. That is his first, team's third.
Look, quite simply, this game so far is about mistakes. And it's about a team that is not making mistakes, Mount Spokane, and a team that has made a lot of mistakes, which is unfortunately the Wahai Blue Devils. We have to tighten up because these guys aren't going to beat themselves, that's for sure.
Absolutely right. Again, and Strozier leads the three-point play, and Mount Spokane up 17, 37-20. 26 seconds and counting left in the second quarter. About a seven-second differential between shot clock and game clock. Cole Pemberton with a high post, drives near side. He'll put it up, and the shot is locked out of bounds. Locked out of bounds by Durgan. The ball will stay with the Blue Devils. No, they're going to call a foul. Going to call a foul on that. Okay. That's fine with me. Cole Pemberton to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws with 16 and 9-10 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Blue Devils trailing 37-20, and the first Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Colt is no good. A little too strong on that delivery was Colt Pemberton. Here comes his second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw, and that one is good. Colt with 11 first half points. And the Blue Devils trail 37-21. Blue Devils pressuring in the backcourt. Press broken by Mount Spokane. Near side, left-handed land put up and in by Moore. They make it look very easy to the Wildcats, who now lead 39-21. And off the buzzer, a long two by Bingham. Off the mark out front. And here at the halftime, Mount Spokane 39, Wahai 21. And we'll be back. Land title of Walla Walla County halftime report after a two-minute timeout. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call Dee Dee Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at Mount Spokane High School, along with Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia. It is halftime. The Mount Spokane Wildcats lead in the Wahai Blue Devils in this opening game of the Class 3A District 6 boys basketball tournament. Mount Spokane, 39, Wahai, 21. Welcome you to our halftime report presented by our good friend Phil Wasser, land title of Walla Walla County, 33 East Main Street in Walla Walla. We begin our land title of Walla Walla County halftime report with halftime statistics presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Spasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. The first half scoring for Mount Spokane,
Franklin with 2. Rainin with 5. Strosher with 9. 3 for Dietzen. 11 points for Lewis. 3 for Sherman. 2 for Durgan. And 4 for Moore. 17 field goals in the first half for Mount Spokane. 3 from long distance. Mount Spokane, 2 for 7 from the free throw line. For the Blue Devils, 7 points for Micah Eggert, 3 points for Derek Bingham, and a team-high 11 for Colt Pemberton. The Blue Devils with 9 first-half field goals, 1 from Bruce Reed territory. The Blue Devils, 2 for 4 from the free throw line. And Peter Allen, you have some information on the foul situation.
Yeah, both teams had 5 personal fouls. Preston Lunzer from Mount Spokane has 2. Tyson Lewis has 1. Emerson Schuerman has 1, and Cash Durgan has 1. For your Blue Devils, Micah Eggert has 2, including that unfortunate one that we had there. Luke Higgins has 1, Colt Pemberton has 1, and Niall Dumpster has 1 for their 5.
So those are our halftime statistics. They were presented by our good friends and Wahigh graduates, Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco officers, the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. In our halftime score, Mount Spokane 39, Wahigh 21. We will continue our land title of Walla Walla County halftime report after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Transmission, gearbox, and coolant service intervals range from 30 to 60 to even 90,000 miles. At Walla Walla Transmission, we know that transmission fluid, like engine oil, breaks down at varying rates depending on driving conditions and habits, which can make your vehicle vulnerable to costly transmission repairs. And while transmission repair is our specialty, we want to help you avoid costly repairs with our expert transmission maintenance service. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy to good.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And welcome back to Mount Spokane High School. Roy Hewaya coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. Along with my sidekick, Peter Allen, it is halftime. The Wahigh Blue Devil boys trailing Mount Spokane 39-21 in this opening round game of the Class 3A District 6 boys basketball tournament.
Yeah, the first half has it's kind of been going like you go to the dentist. I mean, they have just time and time again got things done. And, you know, speaking of the dentist, watching this is much better under sedation. So that's my key insight there. They just don't make mistakes. They're incredibly well coached. They're incredibly disciplined. They don't force shots. If they don't, they don't like what they got, they pass it out, they move it around, they find a better shot. That is not what we are doing, quite frankly. It's not really what we do. We got to find a way to find open shots, and hopefully Coach makes some adjustments and gets our boys back in this game for the second half.
And that's going to do it for our halftime report. It was presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, handling all kinds of real estate transactions, both commercial and private, including broker and for sale by owner transactions. 33 East Main Street is where you'll find Land Title of Walla Walla County. In our halftime score, Mount Spokane 39, Wahigh 21. We'll have second half action for you from Mount Spokane High School after a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only independent train dealer. It's hard to stop a train because train HVAC systems are built to last. Train's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of train equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several Best of the Best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The third quarter this afternoon presented by our good friend, former Wahia athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment.
Well, here we go. They're in the huddle here on the sideline, hoping for a few more words of wisdom from Coach Hessler. Let's see how this goes.
The Blue Devils back out on the floor first. Anxious to right the wrongs of the first half. The Blue Devils trailing here 39-21 in a 1-versus-8 matchup in the opening round of the Class 3A District 6 boys basketball tournament. And the second half is underway. The Blue Devils in possession of the basketball. Here is Derek Bingham. I host for Cole Pemberton. Between the rings, Niall Dumpster. Dumpster will drive into the lane. Left-handed lay-in is around and good! Holy Toledo, what a drive by Niall Dumpster. An early dumpster fire here in the third quarter.
Yeah, it's nice to see Niall get going a little bit. I wouldn't mind them focusing on him a little bit more.
Now Spokane possesses the basketball, leading 39-23. A knock away by Eggert, but it's recovered by Mount Spokane. Hunter with a basketball, 10 seconds on the shot clock, stops at the top of the key, near side to Franklin. Franklin will drive into the lane, throw up a runner, off the top of the rim, no good, on the rebound off to Derek Bingham. Bingham into the front court, middle of the floor, going to take it in. Short jumper just inside the free throw line is good for Derek Bingham. At the other end, a quick response by Raynan of Mount Spokane. And the Wildcats lead by a score of 41-25.
I like a little bit of transition here. Derek Bingham really nice up the floor, getting into the lane, taking an on-balance shot, unlike the one he just took. But I like the fact that we're running a little bit in the second half.
Now Spokane possesses the basketball after the Blue Devil miss. The ball is inside to Socher. Ball knocked away, taken by Micah Eger. Now Spokane turns the basketball over. Blue Devils trailing 41-25. We're just over a minute and a half in to the third quarter of this contest. Here is Eggert into the lane. Stop. Far side dumpster. Between the rings to Derek Bingham. Bingham with the basketball. Guarded by Franklin. Spin move on Franklin. Just inside the free throw line. Far corner. Dumpster for three. It's off the rim. No good. And the rebound comes off to Lewis. Up out Spokane. Wildcats in transition, shot inside, put up in, still not down, an offensive foul is going to be called in the low block on Brosher.
Yeah, and a nice offensive possession on the other end, too. Derek Bingham going to the lane and kicking to Niall Dunster, got an open shot, didn't go down, but that's a good thing for us to finally be getting open shots.
41-25, Mount Spokane, 5:53 in county left in the third quarter. Down the low block is Cole Pemberton. Up top, Niall Dumpster. Three on the way by Niall. Yes, sir! Niall Dumpster, a scoreless first half. He has five here in the third quarter. The Blue Devils down by a baker's dozen, 41-28. A pass near side goes inside, and a reach-in foul is going to be called. A tough break there for the Blue Devils. A foul called on Derek Bingham. That is Derek's first. And Mount Spokane will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline front court.
Well, we got a little shoe time going on right here before we get this thing going. Let's hope we can get a good defensive stop here.
Here's an alley-oop. Shot put up and missed. A second offensive rebound claimed by Mount Spokane. Shot put up and good for Lewis. They are just too big. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, Tyson Lewis is just getting whatever he wants down low. We have to figure something out here.
43-28 now, Spokane. Pemberton in the lane, has a man all over him, puts it up, missed it off the back of the rim. The shot over Lewis, and here comes Mount Spokane in transition. Franklin far side gets it inside, laying put up and missed by Lunzer, but a foul is going to be called. It's going to be called on Niall Dumpster of the Blue Devils. And to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws will go Preston Lunzer, seeking his first point or points of the contest.
Yeah, I like the way our kids are flying around so far here in the third quarter. I think that's our only prayer is if we're flying around and playing fast.
I remember former Central Washington University head coach and now athletic director Wenatchee Valley College, Greg Farland, saying, fly around and make things happen. That's the Blue Devils have to do. They frankly have no choice as the Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws by Lunzer are split. And a zip zone Conoco substitution at four at Mount Spokane. Into the ball game is Dietzen with 5:01 left in the third quarter. The Blue Devils down by 16, 44-28.
Well, here we go. Inbounds to Micah Egger. And let's see if we can get something going on offense here.
Egger into the front court, picked up by Dietzen. Man-to-man defense for Mount Spokane. High post Eric Bingham with the basketball against Franklin. Puts one up over Franklin. Might have been partially blocked. And the rebound is off to Lewis. Lewis down the near side. Gets it in the near corner. Here's a three on the way by Dietzen. It's off the back of the rim. No good. Offensive rebound taken by Raymond. And his cutback is good. You can't teach height, can you? 46-28 Mount Spokane. Just inside of 4.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Hagard has the ball knocked away. Knocked away by Raiden and taken by Mount Spokane. Dietzen into the front court. Trips as he crosses the midcourt line. But Mount Spokane maintains possession of the basketball. Here's the left hand of Raiden inside up and good for Lewis. Lewis, 15 points in the game, and it's now a 20-point spread, 48-28.
Yeah, I used to think that there was only two guarantees in life, but now I know that there are three. There's death, taxes, and Tyson Lewis tonight. So he's really just having an exceptional game. Nice play by finger roll by Micah Eggert for two for us.
A much-needed buck for the Blue Devils. Micah Eggert, his first score since the first quarter. He has 9 points in the game. Edward Jones lost a ninth scoreboard update. Mount Spokane 48, Wahigh 30. Here's a free out front by Dietzen. It is good. Good looking shot there by Dietzen. Beautifully done by Mount Spokane.
Yeah, these guys are just so disciplined. I mean, they find the right shot every single time.
30-second timeout called by the Blue Devils. 51-30 Mount Spokane. 3:25 left third quarter, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Thinking of your financial goals might feel easy, but do you have a trusted, experienced partner to help you make your plans a reality? Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro have the experience, knowledge, and integrity to guide you. Backed by the resources of D.A. Davidson, Bill and Brandon offer solutions tailored to your situation. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management today at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Scoreboard update moments ago presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Welcome back to Mount Spokane High School. Along with Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia. Coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. Wahigh Blue Devil Roy is trailing Mount Spokane 51-32. A shot out of the timeout period by Derek Bingham from the high post is no good. Mount Spokane the other way. Wildcats in possession of the basketball. The Blue Devils in a man-to-man defense. The next available opportunity, Gabe Davenport will check in to the Wahigh lineup. Here's a drive in the lane, a strong drive, and a strong drive for two for Kellen Moore. Too big, too athletic.
Yeah, I like him going to Gabe Davenport here, who now dumps around the drive. And a block called on number 11, Mr. Schrocher.
Not kosher.
No, not that time.
Well, kosher for us, obviously. Oh, Dumpster checks out of the game. Gabe Davenport.
Wow.
Why do so many people listen to KGDC and KGDC2? Could it be our market exclusives on the top two names in conservative news? KGDC 92.9 FM has 10 minutes of Fox News each and every hour. And KGDC2 102.3 FM is the exclusive home of townhall.com radio news. Plus, our stations have market exclusives on powerful features such as Breakpoint, Focus on the Family Minute, Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, and more. 92.9 FM and 102.3 FM, the best radio in Walla Walla.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Well, we were away. The teams exchanged baskets. Cole Pemberton got a reverse lay-in for the Blue Devils. Now, Spokane responded at the other end, and it's 55-32 of Mount Spokane. And here is the turnover by Mount Spokane. Blue Devils with the basketball. Cole Pemberton near side. Cole Pemberton, top of the key, up top to Luke Higgins. Higgins on the near side for Smith. The ball knocked away from Smith and out of bounds, and the ball will stay with the Blue Devils. And a zip zone Conoco substitution, Jacob Griffith into the ballgame for Cole Pemberton.
Well, Cole Pemberton is just absolutely playing his heart out. Unfortunately, he's human, so he needs a little bit of rest. Hopefully he can get a blow and get right back in there, because he is one of the true few only bright spots we've had today.
Derek Bingham with the basketball. Mount Spokane, a man-to-man defense. Far side, it is Dave Davenport. Spots up for a three after a nice move far side. Can't score. Here is Jacob Griffiths with the rebound. Pass from the near side to Higgins. Up top Smith, a three on the way. That's off the rim, no good. And the rebound comes off to Moore. Moore out of the backcourt on the dribble. Gets it in the near corner to Deason. Deason shot from the near side for three, no good. And the rebound off to Derek Bingham. Bingham into the front court for the basketball. Derek Bingham. The free throw line, far corner Davenport for three. And that one is good! For Dave Davenport of Bruce Reed, $10 more to Big Blue Boosters, compliments of George and Chase Hessler, that dynamic duo at Edward Jones. 55-35, Mount Spokane, 48 seconds and counting left in the third quarter, a knockaway far side, but a foul is going to be called on the Blue Devils. A tough, tough break, and a foul on Luke Higgins.
Yeah, that's Luke Higgins' second, but hey, he's being active with his hands, so we like that. I like the fact that we're getting a little bit more outside shooting. Gabe Davenport, that I think was good. He came in and knocked one down.
55-35 in favor of Mount Spokane. That is the second personal on Luke Higgins. Here's a three out front. Off the back of the rim, no good for Moore. Long rebound comes off to Moore. He'll loop it inside, and the pass too tall for the 6'6 Durgan. Ball out of bounds to the Blue Devils.
Well, finally, something that they can't go get. I mean, that's got to be first here in this game.
55-35, Mount Spokane, 34 seconds and counting left in the third quarter. Derek Bingham, front court. He'll drive into the lane. He'll throw off a runner. It's good for two. Derek Bingham, bada bing, bada boom. Four in the quarter, seven in the game. 55-37 in favor of Mount Spokane. The shot clock is off. And here's a trip from behind by Bingham. Goes to Davenport. Outlet in the front court for Bingham. And Bingham goes up and scores. Wanted to dunk the basketball. The ball slipped out of his hands, but found its way into the basket. Here's a shot near side. Put up and missed by Moore from the near wing at the buzzer. And after three, here is a play. Mount Spokane, 55. Wahigh, 39. And we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Spring is calling, and your next trip starts right here in Walla Walla. Fly from the Walla Walla Regional Airport with Alaska Airlines. Skip the drive and enjoy free parking, quick check-in, and friendly hometown service. From weekend getaways to springtime adventures, Alaska Airlines connects you worldwide with comfort and reliability. This spring, take off the easy way. Fly local, fly Walla Walla, where parking is always free. Book your ticket today at alaskaair.com.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of a loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pets. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers phone assistance for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The fourth quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahigh athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Trucks and Equipment. Now Spokane with the first possession of the fourth quarter. Shot put up in the lane, missed. It is 55-39 in favor of Mount Spokane. That attempt just a moment ago, I believe, was by Lewis. Sometimes from our broadcast location, presented by Coleman Pharmacy. Difficult to see who has the ball inside and sometimes who has it outside. Blue Devils possess the basketball. Here is Micah Eggert with his team down 16, 55-39. This is in the far corner to Davenport. This is up top to Eggert. Eggert will drive near side, stopping the low block, and gets it on the near side to Griffith. Griffith driving, and he will not get a shot off. The shot clock expires, and the ball back to Mount Spokane.
We're just not doing a great job in moving and finding open space on offense. When we get in the lane and get into trouble, we got to be able to find guys on the outside for open shots, and we're just not moving enough to get open. So we got to try something different.
Mount Spokane in possession of the basketball.
Jacob, where you going?
On the far side with it is Rainin. Rainin on the dribble. Around a pick. Counts back inside of the pick and roll. Offensive foul is going to be called as Lewis runs over a Blue Devil in the lane and is called for the player control foul. And that was a very, very good defense down in the low block.
Well, Luke Higgins got himself another pack of tacos. I've been watching that kid play basketball for a long time, and every time he takes a charge, I give him some tacos. So he just got himself some tacos.
Motivation. Bum, 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 bum. Blue Devils in possession of the basketball. Davenport near side for three. It's off the rim, no good. And the rebound off to Mount Spokane, taken by Strocher. Mount Spokane up 55-39, 6:39 and counting, left in the fourth quarter. Wildcats in possession of the basketball. And a foul going to be called inside. A grabbing foul is going to be called. Lewis was grabbed inside, and that foul is called on Jacob Griffith of the Blue Devils. And that is the first on Jay Griff. Luke Higgins will check out of the Wahigh lineup after giving the Blue Devils some quality minutes. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Colt Pemberton re-enters for the Royal Blue and White, who are dressed in black jerseys on this Saturday afternoon. A couple of attempts by Mount Spokane, not there. Pemberton wrestles the rebound away, and a foul is going to be called. A couple of attempts by Mount Spokane. One missed by Lewis. One missed by Raymond. Colt Pemberton grabs the rebound, and he subsequently is grabbed.
Yeah, there aren't too many people in this world that can pry a ball away from Colt Pemberton when he's got his mitts on it.
That is true. Last foul, the third personal on Strocher. Blue Devils in possession of the basketball. Here is Roberson. Roberson blocked inside down in the low block, blocked out of bounds by Franklin. And the ball will stay with the Blue Devils with 6:06 left in period four. Mount Spokane, 55. The Blue Devils, 39. Near corner, it is Roberson with a basketball. One dribble gets up top to Eggert. Eggert is in at the far corner. Davenport, three on the way by Gabe. It's around and off, no good. And the rebound off the Mount Spokane, taken by Lewis. Now it is Franklin with a basketball. The next dead ball, Niall Dumpster will check in for the Blue Devils. Up top of the basketball is Lunzer. Lunzer on the dribble. Dribbles to the far side. Stops. Gets it to the high post for the basketball is Strocher. He will go into the lane and miss. And going over the back on the rebound is Lewis of Mount Spokane. That is his third and the team's third of the quarter.
Yeah. I mean, maybe a little bit too little too late, but if he picks up two more, that'd be great for us.
And Zip Zone Conoco substitutions for each team. Niall Dumpster has re-entered for the Blue Devils. And the Blue Devils possess the basketball as we approach 5.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. 55-39 in favor of Mount Spokane. Hager for the basketball. Far side Dumpster. Three on the way by Niall. Going to be an air ball and will go out of bounds. And a Zip Zone Conoco substitution for Mount Spokane. Beeson steps in. And he is in for Preston Lunzer. 55-39 in favor of Mount Spokane. Blue Devils hung with them for a quarter. It was 20-16 after one, and then came the second quarter when Mount Spokane outscored the Blue Devils 19-5. Wildcats in possession of the basketball. It is Franklin. Gets it to the high post. Here's a free throw line jumper that's around and good for Scotia. He's in double figures with 11, and it's 57-39 in favor of Mount Spokane. The top seed having its way with the 8th seed, Derek Bingham, for the basketball. Far side, it is Dumpster. Dumpster to the top of the key. Now it is Pemberton. Spin move in the lane. Bounce it inside. The ball taken by Mount Spokane. Taken by Scotia. Pass to the far side to Raynon. Raynon stops on the wing. Will bounce it inside to Durkin. Now gets it up top for a three on the way. That is off the back of the rim. No good for Deason. Another offensive rebound taken by Mount Spokane. The pass inside. Lane put up and good by Raynon. Raynon has 11. 59-39 at Mount Spokane as we approach the midway point of this fourth quarter. Roberson far side, bounces on the far side to Egger. Egger on the dribble, stops between the rings to Bingham. Bingham gets it to the high post of Pemberton, and Pemberton is fouled. A reach-in foul called on Raynon, and that is his first foul, and the team's fourth.
Yeah, we got to make better passes. Right now, we can't get ourselves into trouble on the pass. We have to make nice, crisp passes if we're going to get anything going here.
Your Edward Jones, Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Mount Spokane 59, Wahai 39, 3:50 and counting left in the fourth quarter. A three from the deep far corner missed by Micah Hagert. And here is Franklin driving near side, puts up a left hand and layup on the right side and misses it. Here is Pemberton into the front court for the Blue Devils. Goes all the way. Coach Johnson lays the ball up and in. Colt Pemberton with 15 in the game, and it's 59-41 Mount Spokane. And a block inside by Bingham as he rejects Jurgen down in the low post. Here come the Blue Devils. Here is Hagert near side. Gets it on the wing to Bingham. A three on the way by Derrick is off the front of the rim. Rebound deflected by Mount Spokane. Taken by Mount Spokane, who is deflected and taken by Scrocher. Gets it into the front court for a layup up and good by Houston. And a timeout is called on the floor with 3:10 left in the fourth quarter. It's called by Mount Spokane. Wildcats 61, Blue Devils 41, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KEGDC.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The scoreboard updates earlier in the quarter presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Welcome back to Mount Spokane High School. Along with Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia, reporting from our Collins Pharmacy broadcast location. 3:10 remaining in the fourth quarter of this opening round game in the Class 3A District 6 Boys Basketball Tournament. It is all Mount Spokane, 61-41.
Yeah, if we weren't playing these guys, this would be a really fun basketball game to watch. This is a very, very good basketball team. They are fantastic and should be going to state.
Micah Eggert, near side, Derek Bingham, drives on Franklin, gets it in the far corner to Dumpster. A three on the way by Nile is off the side of the rim, and the rebound comes off to Mount Spokane. Taken by Moore, pass in the front court, far side to Lewis. Lewis gets it up top to Franklin. Now on the near side, it goes to Deason. Now it is Franklin in possession between the rings. Far side, Deason. Jurgen puts the pick. Swing it near side to Franklin. Franklin to the free throw line. 8 seconds on the shot clock. He'll throw it up with the left hand. It's off no good. A follow no good by Lewis. And the rebound off to the Blue Devils. 2:26 and counting left in the fourth quarter. 61-41 Mount Spokane. Here is Eggert near side. Gets it up top for Pemberton. Handed off to Dumpster. Long three by Nile. Off the front of the rim. And the rebound taken by Lewis. Lewis into the front court. Bounce it inside. No, the ball is going to be kicked. A kick save and a beauty. Near side, and the zip zone Conoco substitution entering during that last timeout period. Nate Allen
into the contest for the Blue Devils.
Well, he's about to sub in here, Braden Chevelle. Braden Chevelle, young guy, first varsity experience, called up from JV. I really like the fact that Coach does this, gives these kids a little experience at the end of the year.
He, another Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Of course, his older brother, Carter, certainly distinguished himself at Walla Walla High School, did an outstanding job, and his career may not be over yet. I believe he might be playing collegiately in the not-too-distant future.
Well, he was a waterbug point guard for us. He's a good kid. I hope he's playing more basketball.
And while we pontificate, Mount Spokane turns the basketball over and the Blue Devils in possession. We are now inside of 2 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. 61-41 Mount Spokane. The Blue Devils turn the basketball over. Far side, here is Moore. Gets it to Durgan. Durgan into the lane. The Phoenix team does. The lane put up is good by Ryan Lunzer. That's a nice response from the fans here. Obviously a crowd favorite. The 63-41 Mount Spokane. Shot in the lane by Bingham is no good. Here comes Mount Spokane. Mount Spokane in transition. Far side, driving is Moore. Still rolled up the hand. 65-41 Mount Spokane. 1:20 and counting left in the fourth quarter. And a timeout called by the Blue Devils. Simon Hump will be checking into the ball game for the Blue Devils here in just a few moments, as will Luke Higgins.
Yeah, Simon Unk, I'm super excited to see him get his first varsity minutes. He's one of Wahai's greatest kids, and I'm looking forward to the rest of his career.
As am I, to be perfectly honest. And another Zip Zone Conoco substitution, Gabe Davenport. Back in for the Blue Devils, and the lineup this is Allen, Chevelle, Unk, Higgins, and Davenport.
Well, lineup, I thought I'd see these five in a police station before I saw them on the basketball court. But I'm actually, for all of us parents, I'm glad that this is the way we're doing it.
I don't tell him you said that.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Unk's father knows exactly what I'm talking about.
I still think he's jealous about not getting the high bid to join me on broadcast.
You better open his wallet there.
Well, that should be a fun event next month, the annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction. The Walla Walla Fairgrounds, tickets still available. More information can be obtained by contacting Walla Walla High School or Big Blue Boosters. We are back to play, 65-41 Mount Spokane. Here is Unk in the near corner, dribbles to the wing, drops it off for Higgins, in the near corner to Davenport. Davenport up top to Simon Unk. Simon up top for Davenport. 2 seconds on the shot clock. Tries a desperation shot near his side and is blocked by Moore. And the shot clock expires. That'll stop the clock with 52 and 8-10 seconds remaining in the final period. Now Spokane takes over after the Blue Devil turnover.
Well, we're getting to the end of this thing. It's nice to get some kids a little bit of time. But, just didn't have enough today for these guys.
Here's a long three out front put up by Durbin. It's no good. Long rebound taken by Gabe Davenport. Slips and goes down. We'll pass it in the backcourt miraculously to Chevelle.
Ode to Curly Neal there by Dave Davenport.
Waiting to hear sweet Georgia Brown here in a second. Here is Allen on the far side between the ring to Unk. Unk free throw line jumper.
Yeah, good!
Simon says field goal.
Oh, and a big yes, sir, out to his mom and dad for Simon getting his first points. What a great ending to a tough game for our Blue Devils.
And this ball game is over. Our final score, Mount Spokane, 65. The Wahai Blue Devils, 43. And we will have our Chevelle Construction postgame show after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper.
Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at Mount Spokane High School, along with Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia. The Wahigh Blue Devil boys defeated in the opening round of the Class 3A District 6 boys basketball tournament by an outstanding group of Mount Spokane Wildcats. Mount Spokane victorious in this opening round contest. The top-seeded Wildcats defeat the 8th-seeded Blue Devils by a final score of 65-43.
Yeah, just a really good, well-coached, disciplined basketball team with size and poise. They didn't make mistakes. They forced us to make mistakes. They're tremendous on defense, disciplined on offense, and quite frankly, they didn't have their best guy. I'm told that Jaden Gorishi, the 6'9 senior, is hopefully going to be back here in a couple weeks, and if they roll to state with him, boy, they got as good a chance as anybody to make it happen in 3A.
And our postgame show presented by our good friend, Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. A handshake from David Bingham, truly one of the outstanding athletes. Walla Walla High School, one of the greatest of all time, dropping by to say hello. We greatly appreciate that as we commence our Chevelle Construction postgame show. And we're going to begin by recognizing our Eric Kimball, CPA player of the game. And Peter, I'm thinking it's got to be Cole Pemberton.
Oh, no question. He was what we had today. I mean, he had, you know, 15 points or so at least. I don't know how many rebounds he had, but he had a lot, and he was constantly moving and hustling, and he never gave up. It's just a testament to a great kid, a senior leader. He was the bright spot for us today, and he deserves player of the game and more.
And for his efforts, we recognize Holt Pemberton as our Eric Kimball CPA player of the game. We continue our Chevelle Construction postgame show with final statistics. They are, of course, presented by our good friends, Wahigh alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. Final scoring in the game for Mount Spokane: Franklin with 2, Preston Lunzer with 1, Rainin with 11, Strosher with 11, Dietzen with 8, Lewis with 15, Sherman with 3, Lunzer, Ryan Lunzer with a deuce, Durgan with 4, and Kellen Moore with 8. 29 field goals in the game for Mount Spokane, 4 from long distance. but Mount Spokane did struggle at the free throw line, just 3 out of 9. Mount Spokane was called for 11 personal fouls. For the Blue Devils, Micah Agert, 9. Derek Bingham, 9. Gabe Davenport with 3. Colt Pemberton, our Eric Kimball CPA player of the game with 15. 5 points for Niall Dumpster, and a deuce for Simon Unk. The Blue Devils with 19 field goals in the game, 3 from Bruce Reed territory. That means $30 more. The Big Blue Boosters, compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. The Blue Devils 2 for 4 from the free throw line. The Blue Devils were called for only 9 personal fouls. Our final statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. Well, Mount Spokane moves on in the winner's bracket. Peter Allen, the time's a bit more desperate for the Blue Devils, as they will be facing a loser-out situation on Tuesday night. They will either be traveling back up here to Spokane to take on Ridgeline, or they will be in the Tri-Cities to oppose MCC rival Sageview.
Yeah, well, we're going to either get a little bit of mystery if we have to face Ridgeline, or we're going to get a lot of what we already know against Sageview. Either one is going to be a tough battle. We'll have to bring our A game. We'll have to bring our Dr. Jekyll and leave our Mr. Hyde at home. And we're just going to have to regroup. And hopefully Coach Hessler can get the boys in the right frame of mind for another game on Tuesday.
And the time at this point, indefinite. The opponent is indefinite. But we will have Wahai basketball for you on Tuesday night at one location or the other right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. That's going to do it for our post-game show. It was presented by our good friend, Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. Some thank yous to go out as we sign up from Mount Spokane High School. We first want to thank Mount Spokane Athletic Director Bobby Lee for providing us a Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location right behind the Wahai Blue Devil bench. We of course want to thank all of the great people in Walla Walla School District 140 for their support of our broadcast, including Superintendent Dr. Ben Guyan, Principal John Schumacher, and Athletic Director Chris Ferenz. Also want to thank our in-studio engineer, Juliana Brower, for another tremendous job at the controls under trying circumstances. We also want to thank all of our great sponsors who helped make these broadcasts possible. And, of course, want to thank each and every one of you in Blue Devil Nation for tuning in to our Blue Devil basketball coverage on this Saturday. For Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia, telling you one final time, the Wahai Blue Devil boys defeated in opening round action of the Class 3A District 6 boys basketball tournament. The Blue Devils defeated this afternoon by a tremendous Mount Spokane ball club. The final score, Mount Spokane at 65, the Wahai Blue Devil boys 43. It is now time for the baby boy of the late Elvita Elia, 1943 graduate of Walla Walla High School, to return you to the studios of your home for Blue Devil Radio, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC. From Mount Spokane High School, for Peter Allen, I'm Roy Eli, wishing each and every one in Blue Devil Nation, words of my former broadcast partner, the late Bud Bowman, a very pleasant good afternoon.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of Wahai Blue Devils basketball on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 on your FM dial. Join us again next time for Blue Devils Radio, right here on Walla Walla's KGDC.